Welcome to It's Not My Garden, It's My Life with Rebecca Wynn. Lessons in life from the ground up.
Into the Great Unknown. It was a quiet, misty day, still, gray, and damp. The kind of day I learned to love growing up as a child in Scotland and England. Some people find days like this depressing, but I find that on dark, gray days, introspection comes easily. There is something about the hush of a dark day that stills my mind and opens my heart. On this morning, I was perusing my garden, slowly letting my eyes pass over each plant with the loving curiosity of a mother noticing small changes happening in her child's face. Out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a faint hint of motion and turned for a better view. Before my eyes, dozens of tiny specks were floating past me, hooked lightly on the breeze. At first, I wasn't sure what I was looking at, so I turned to seek the source. There, on a low-hanging crepe myrtle branch, was a tiny egg casing, broken open. From it, this stream of teensy creatures was emerging, drifting upward like minute bubbles into the air and away. What were they, and what was carrying them? I bent low because they were very, very small, and saw to my amazement that they were spiders. Dozens of tiny newborn spiders meeting the world for the first time. As I watched them pouring out of their casing, I thought, what masterful bravery. Unimaginably tiny creatures in a completely unknown place. They have no idea what the world holds, no idea where to go, and no navigation system to get there. They have no idea what they will find, no idea if it will be safe or not. Yet something that was literally not there before formed inside their minuscule, newly hatched bodies, a filament so fragile it was almost invisible, but they threw it forth into the great unknown, allowing themselves to be caught by prevailing winds and carried to their destiny. No fear, only trust. Thinking about my own life, I'm acutely aware of how much it has been limited by fear. Not in all areas, but in quite a few. How many times have I not done things I wanted to do because I didn't know if I could? I didn't know how I could. I didn't know how it would turn out or if I could succeed, so I didn't try. It wasn't that I didn't believe I could succeed, it was simply that I was afraid I might not be able to. No reason, only worry and doubt. There's a powerful line from Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. And on this day, I got it. It really hit home that every fear I had was a product of my own imagination. I truly got it that self-limitation is antithetical to the very essence of nature's design. We are here to be our fullest expression of creation, and I know that within me there is an innate guidance system that I can trust. Just like those tiny spiders who throw out a filament and wait for the next breeze, trusting it will take them where they need to go, we have the means to allow ourselves to be lifted into the world, carried on the breeze of destiny up to our highest good. These miraculous bodies of ours are no less genius than those tiny spiders. There is boldness inside us, waiting to emerge, waiting for us to throw out our filament and see where it takes us. We are equipped with everything we need to go fearlessly forth and seek our destiny out in the great unknown. All we need is a little trust. Let's do it. Grab the filament attached to your dream. I'll race you to the next breeze.
All essays from It's Not My Garden, It's My Life were written and read by Rebecca Wynn of Whimsical Gardens. Music by Marsha Webb. Find out more about Rebecca at whimsicalgardens.com and share your thoughts or stories of transformation from the ground up with us at facebook.com/whimsicalgardens.